Welcome to Frida's Garden.
Yes, and this is Frida speaking. I'm calling. It's because I'm creating this on my cell phone, and I'm trying to sound professional here. I am in Southern California of the USA, and I've been listening to all the gardening shows on Audio Boom today, and there are lots of them. I mean, Audio Boom has come a long ways from when I first joined it way back at the beginning. I think I was there right when it first started up. It's amazing. It sounds all so professional now. I was just glancing at all the different categories and all the different professional sounding shows that are on here, audio shows. And I actually was just looking for just like everyday people, but everybody's made their gardening show sound, I mean, not gardening show, all their shows sound so professional, from the BBC and geez. So I thought, how could I make my show sound professional? So I thought I'd put a little music at the beginning. This is me playing my Native American flute. And guess what? I am going to go to a flute circle. I have found a wonderful flute circle. I think it's going to be wonderful. That's just starting up. Got really cool people in it. And it's going to be next Saturday. And we're going to sit at a park. However, I hear it's supposed to be 96 degrees. So that could ruin my first flute circle. Because I don't do well in the heat. I just will melt. But anyway, I had a fun morning. I'm getting so I just really start listen to the radio more. Because you know what? Sitting at the computer, well, it was a combination of I ate some stuff that was way too salty, which is really bad. And I sat at the computer for hours just starting my new teeny plant store at Etsy so I can sell my little teeny plants with collectible containers and all kinds of succulents and air plants. So I sat for hours doing that, like 13 hours I think I was sitting at the computer. And then I looked down and my legs had totally swollen. And that's one of the bad things about sitting at the computer. I mean, especially if you're eating a lot of salt and you're retaining water and you're sitting at the computer and I looked, my legs were all swollen. So that was the day before yesterday. And then yesterday I thought, okay, I got to get up and move around here. So I went outside and I just did all kinds of gardening. I just had so many plants that I needed to cut back and start again that I just thought I would work out there. You know, I have a great little flower stand. Every time I have like a little garage sale or yard sale out front, I put that little flower stand out front. And I put my little plants that I'm going to sell in that little flower stand. And yesterday I went out and I painted it. I found some green paint, so I used some Rust-Oleum and painted that. And then I have some more of those out there. I have a big old yellow rose out there, too, that's beautiful. And I trimmed that back a little bit because it had bloomed and I didn't even notice it. It's really terrible if you have roses that bloom so beautifully and then you don't even notice it because you're too busy doing something else. And on my front porch, I have a little setup with a table. And then I've taken like a purple velvety kind of sheet kind of piece of cloth. And I've put the one corner of it up higher with a couple little nails. And then it kind of drapes down over the table. And that's where I've been putting my things that I want to take photos of for eBay and Etsy. So that's how I make my little extra money. I guess my dream, you know, I used to have a business. I used to have a multimedia school, all really high tech, and I can talk about tech stuff all day long. But And I had my dream come true. I actually had a beautiful school, wonderful, fantastic school across from Disneyland, and I taught computer graphics and animation and internet publishing. Well, it wasn't just me. I had 14 people that worked with me that did this also, and that got really better at it than I did, actually. But then when I closed that, I closed the school down in 2003. I came home and just relaxed, spent the last 10 years or so with Jean. It's more like 12 years now. With Jean, and it's just been wonderful. That's when I kind of got into gardening. That's when I got into Audio Boom. And that's when I just started really enjoying myself. Well, now my new dream is, because you have different dreams, and sometimes your dreams come true. People say, you know, you got a dream. You just got to have a dream, you know, and a goal. Well, sometimes you reach those goals. Sometimes you reach those dreams, and that's a good thing. But then you got to have another dream after that. And I haven't had one, actually, that I really could think about. But now I think what I want to do is just do what I've always loved. I've always gardened, even if I've done all these other things, and even if I've just grown the best weeds in town. But now what I'd like to do is just fix little plants, like make my little teeny plants, and just get in and zoom in on gardening. You know what zooming in on gardening means? That means that you just don't see the big plants. That you zoom in, you see the little parts of plants. Yeah, the little parts of plants that, just little plants. Have you ever stopped and looked at the little tiny plants? I mean, it's amazing. Nature is amazing. Well, anyway, I'm just kind of trying out my professional look. So, you know, it's got a beginning and it's got an end. So I think I'll just end my little short little Audio Boom recording today with a little flute music and start playing more in public. Well, at least where the public could hear me. If you could see me, I'd probably be very nervous. What happens when I get nervous or in front of people? My fingers get really tight and I can't play the flute. But, you know, flute in the garden is awesome. And if you get the 5-finger flute, it's even easier to play it.